vanished, replaced by an openness that she rarely displayed elsewhere. Aragorn ducked behind his shield as a rippling sheet of blue fire appeared between them. From beneath the rim of his helm, he watched as Saphira bathed the cowering soldiers in a torrent of flames that flowed around them, yet caused them no harm. A line of archers on the battlements of the castle keep let fly a volley of arrows at Saphira. The heat above her was so intense that a handful of the arrows burst into fire in midair and crumbled to ash, while the magical wards Aragorn had placed around Saphira deflected the rest. One of the stray arrows rebounded off Aragorn's shield with a hollow thud, denting it. The plume of flame suddenly enveloped three of the soldiers, killing them so quickly they did not even have time to scream. The other soldiers clustered in the center of the inferno, the blades of their spears and pikes reflecting flashes of bright blue light. Try though she might, Saphira could not so much as singe the survivors. At last, she abandoned her efforts and closed her jaws with a definitive snap. The fire's absence left the courtyard startlingly quiet. It occurred to Aragorn, as it had several times before, that whoever had given the soldiers their wards must have been a skilled and powerful magician. Was it Murtagh? He wondered. If so, why aren't he and Thorne here to defend Bellatona? Doesn't Galba Torix care to keep control of his cities?